This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the groove. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. There may be others. And so. You'll just have to pray. If you think you're getting away, you better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna turn this house around somehow. Murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
Yes!
Yes, Queen.
That was the voice of Harriet from the previous show.
I'm still here.
She is still here.
I won't leave.
Well, welcome to Access All Areas, Harriet.
Turns out I've cancelled all your guests and I'm just going to sit here.
That's the way, I mean, I would be happy for you to come in every week, but unfortunately Lizzie just won't leave me alone.
No, do you know what? Lizzie needs to be here. Lizzie's definitely a better version of me. But I'm just here to kind of keep up the vibe for 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, I'm very pleased you're here. You've got some Prosecco.
Yes, thank you, by the way.
That's quite all right. Got given it free at work today.
Oh, okay. So you
haven't paid for it.
Oh, okay. So it's not as... I'll probably take the thank you back. It tastes like shit.
Well, I still want to thank you for coming onto the show. This is very exciting.
This is my... I'm losing my Access All Areas virginity.
Well done, because you got the name wrong earlier, didn't you?
All Access Areas. That was only because I'm a bit dyslexic, so fuck off.
Oh, please.
I'm not really.
No, I know you're not.
No, I think I actually am, but I've never had the test.
Right, so you're not then?
Yeah.
Well, that's that, isn't
well,
it?
Well, no, because if maybe... Oh, listen. Anyway, talk to me about things that you talk about on this show.
Well, I gave you a little brief earlier, didn't
I? I'm excited because I've never done this show and I'm not in the driving seat.
Yeah, this is unusual for you. I'm sitting in what would be your chair.
You're driving. I've been farting on that chair for hours.
Oh, that's
now.
Disgusting. We don't talk about such things on Access All Areas.
Okay, so Lizzie wouldn't say fart?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she would, you know.
Okay, let's ask her, though, when she comes back next week.
Well, I tell you what I do want to talk about, and we talked about it just briefly a minute ago, and mm-hmm. you said, oh, well, I loved it, and you don't. And I was like, well, that's very much Lizzie and Maya's relationship. The royal wedding happened this weekend, everyone.
I loved it.
Did you?
Did you?
Oh, whoopee.
So I went to Great Escape Festival, which is in Brighton.
Okay.
Got really drunk. Do you talk about that kind of thing on the show? Am I allowed to say
yes,
that?
Yes, go ahead.
Good, good, good. Producer Natalie King is swerving over there, watching, making sure I don't do anything wrong. So I went to Great Escape on behalf of FUBAR Radio and got very drunk and ended up staying in Brighton.
Okay.
So I was in Brighton for the royal wedding and it was a really lovely atmosphere. We went to a massive screen on the seafront and there was just hundreds and hundreds of people sitting watching it. And I like bringing people together in things that...
Well, hold on, were you the compere or something, bringing people together yourself?
I was Meghan Markle.
You're dressed as Meghan Markle.
No, I just... What I like is in the UK, we do things like the World Cup, for example, or the Olympics, where everyone gets together and it doesn't really matter what you're watching. It's just everyone's a bit gassed to be there, you know?
So you like it as more of like a community experience?
Yeah, like I'm not like waking up and being like, what's Meghan up to today? Let's tweet and see where Harry is.
Let's buy the coat that she wore to a charity event. At like
exactly.
Right,
let's go and sell out that Marks and Spencer's cardigan that she once wore. Like, no. But I'm interested in the vibe. I also think it was a really... good display of how the monarchy should be evolving.
Well, I'm impressed that you think like that.
Tell me what you think, Stephen Lang. You hate the monarchy.
No, I didn't used to. I tell you what, I did not used to.
Okay.
I used to be very pro-monarchy. And then literally overnight...
You just said monarchy so
earlier
sweetly.
This year. Monarchy.
Monarchy.
Literally overnight, earlier this year, I decided that I just don't think it's fair anymore. I don't think it's fair that there's a family in this country that gets... better access to things just because they were born that way. And I know that happens whether or not you're royal or not, but you don't have the choice to be royal.
Yeah,
you can't work your way in. Well, you can work your way into the royal family if you're Kate Middleton or Meghan Markle, but as a rule you can't, you know, work towards that as a goal, can you? And I think it's unfair that they get incredible medical access, helicopters, bloody private jets.
And so does Liam Payne. Come on.
Yeah, but he has to pay for them.
That's true. And also, you know, he releases bangers, so we've got to let him have it.
Oh, God.
I wonder if the Queen would release a banger. Do you think?
Well, Queen have released a few bangers.
Queen.
See what I did there?
I really like that. I agree with you, but I also don't, because I think they bring in a lot of revenue for the UK because of the tourist element.
Well, yes, people do say that, but do you know that more people go to Chester Zoo than visit Buckingham Palace?
Chester Zoo is sick.
I'm just saying, this is something I've looked up on
I know enough,
website.
So I'm going to like...
But loads of people say that. That is exactly, you know, that is the first thing people always say. Tourism. And you're like, well, yeah, but they can't go, all they can do is stand outside the house. Why don't we open up their big house and let people go around it all year and look at all the previous history of the monarchy? Have you? I have not.
I've been in.
As a guest or as a...
As a guest.
No, you
The Queen
haven't.
Was like, babes!
Not buying that.
Babes! No, my mum does lots of great charity work and stuff. And she was doing stuff for something...
She was doing stuff for something,
in
right.
Warwickshire, where I'm from, and the Queen invited her, and she's so small in real life.
The Queen?
I can't even tell you. Philip is literally twice her physical size. It's so confusing.
Do you know what I do find a bit funny about the Queen?
Tell me.
She's got very big boobs.
Tits are galore. I don't know if you've seen the clip. That
she's 92, so we probably shouldn't be talking about her.
Hey,
like this.
Listen, a woman is still a woman until she is...
Hey, until she's what, dead.
I was going to say, that's really dark. No, so have you seen the clip of good old Lizzie when she sees some cows?
Yes, that is quite funny.
Because it's super sweet. It's like she literally is so gassed to see the cows. And Philip is gassed to see the cows. And it's like, God, haven't you seen cows?
I think they just like animals, don't they? And also, weren't they bringing on the cows as if they were horses or something?
I mean, maybe, but who cares?
What did you think about Meghan's dress?
Yeah, fine. I don't care about that kind of thing. I wasn't like, oh my God, here's the dress.
Okay.
It wasn't the dress I would wear to my wedding, and I'm quite selfish. So I was like, well, it's not the dress I'd wear, so whatever. I think she looked absolutely stunning, and I also just really like her.
Yes, well,
I like her vibe. She's different to Kate, and not that I don't like Kate. I don't dislike anyone, but
I feel like Meghan's very American and Kate's very British,
which is
that's how I would put them
man
both.
Yeah, do you think Meghan has taken Harry to like In-N-Out Burger or to like Taco Bell or to like some kind of amazing?
I don't think she eats Taco Bell or In-N-Out Burger. No.
Please don't ruin that for me. I hate when I think that. I just want to eat everything forever. And I get really scared because it's like, oh, if she doesn't, maybe I shouldn't.
Apparently, she used to be vegetarian and now she's not.
Do you think that's because she's in the royal family? Maybe it's like, so, sit you down with Queen Lizzie and she's like, okay, babe.
Number one.
So.
You're having a chicken.
Absolutely fine for this to happen, yeah? But a couple of points. Number one, stop being a vegetarian.
She's like, oh, okay, I will.
Sign up. Because there's some other things that she has to do. Like, I read an article, so she can't have social media. She can't go to bed if she's in the same house as the Queen before the Queen. Did you know that?
That is a fact generally when you're with
not so worried about that when she's 92, though, eh? thirdly,
she's apparently the last woman standing quite often.
Yeah,
that's
lad.
What Gin and Dubonnet does to a person.
Ayo. But also, if you watch The Crown, I'm sure you haven't.
Yes.
You hate. Oh, you have?
I have.
It's a good program, right?
Mm-hmm.
She seems to be quite the, you know, she's like quite strong-willed.
Yes, I would agree.
I feel like you're right about the last woman standing thing.
I feel like once, I'm not anti-queen. I feel like once she dies, maybe.
Why don't you like Bohemian Rhapsody?
maybe we should reconsider.
Basically, you don't want Charles.
Yeah. All the rest of them.
Ideally, for me, it would go Lizzie, Will.
Yeah.
Because Will's cute. He just carries those babies around.
His
sweet,
little bald head.
He's a sweet angel.
His hair loss is my worst nightmare.
I do feel sorry for him on that level.
He can't do anything about it, can he? Can't have a hair transplant.
He's a good-looking boy, though. Facially, well, he's got a good bone structure.
I once dated a guy that looked like Prince William, true fact.
And did he have the hair or no hair?
And I was 21 at the time, so we all had hair then. Do you know what I mean?
So we all had hair.
Yeah, but my hairline wasn't receding back then. Yeah, what? He used to look like Will Young. Prince William, yeah.
What do you think would happen if a royal was gay? Because I'm interested to see when that happens for the first time. Or maybe it has already happened and we don't know or whatever. Well,
there have been rumours. Yeah.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah,
That sounded like a question.
Oh.
But I'm just interested because as like two gay people. I'm interested to see what I'm gay. I want to know what I don't know. I just think
I don't know really.
Interesting, isn't it?
I think they would probably end up doing I don't know.
Did you get married?
I really
did. They
know.
Get married.
Well, the thing is, I think it depends. What this sounds bad, but it depends how gay they came across.
How gay they are.
No, but genuinely, because
if they're camp or not.
Yeah, because for some people, they can hide it easier than others.
That's true.
And I think if it was easier to hide, then they'd make them hide it. Do you know what I mean?
That's interesting, Stephen Lowe.
But if they couldn't, you know,
Then they wouldn't.
Because you
shoulda, woulda, coulda.
But also, it's 21st century, guys.
It is 2018.
No, we're saying it like there is a gay member of the royal family, and we're like forcing them to come out. It actually
there
hasn't
isn't
happened.
Any. There isn't any, and they're all very happy in their lives,
in their sexuality.
But no, I think the royal wedding was lovely.
Yes.
As an event, I think it's nice when people come together.
I agree with that. I will take that. I agree with that.
People being lovely to each other is always a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it when the Olympics was on. Fab.
Oh, mate, I went to
Favorite
the Olympics
time.
closing ceremony. I
Did
saw Spice
you?
Girls.
What?
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Nuts.
Which one's your favourite Spice Girl?
Really good question. Now, you might be surprised by this. Guess who you think it is first?
Mel C.
Victoria Beckham.
Ooh.
I love Victoria Beckham.
Do you like her solo career?
Always. Are you joking?
Not such an innocent girl.
There was enough when there was me. Dane Bowers. Was that one
oh
with
my
Dane
God.
Bowers?
No, that was That was out of my mind, which Sophie Ellis Bexter beat to number one.
Oh, Sophie.
Back in 2001.
Yeah, boy. No, big fan of Vicky B. I've met all of them but Vicky B.
I think that's the case of a lot of Spice Girls fans.
Yeah.
Vicky's hard to get to. What did you think about her look at the Royal Wedding?
I'm into it. I think I just...
Her miserable face at the Royal Wedding.
Do you know what, though? Everyone is so obsessed by, and everyone's like, oh, let's try and find a backstory. And it's like, she probably just had a period or something. Like, leave her alone.
Oh, I don't know if she's carrying enough weight for that, but you know what I mean.
Basically, what I'm saying is she probably just had a bad day.
I think that there is trouble in paradise for them too.
Leave them alone.
Oh, come on. They try and pull themselves off as the perfect couple.
So, let them have that. Why do we care what's going on if they're happy to carry on? You know?
I do know what you mean.
She's
it makes total
such
sense.
An innocent girl. Don't mess him up.
Don't wrap me up.
I won't break. She won't break.
Oh, my producer Abby is saying play a song.
Play a
song.
So
I think our time is over, unfortunately.
I was thinking we've been talking for ages.
Yeah, sorry, we have. And I haven't even mentioned who we have on our show today.
Oh, sorry. Let me shut up because I've been talking too much.
You have, babes. We have Martin Maceda, who I just met outside. Very lovely guy from Celebs Go Dating.
And then, I met him too.
Very nice. And then we have Aishan Kamal, fashion lifestyle blogger and partner of Simon Webb from Blue.
Amazing.
Fab. So,
and me, I've been here.
Well, yeah, you've been here. Thank you very much. Where can we find you on social media, Harriet?
Oh, I am Harriet Rose. Everywhere.
At Harriet Rose, everyone. Make sure you follow.
I am Harriet Rose.
Oh, at I am Harriet Rose. Shall we play a little bit of Spice Girls, seeing
as
we've been discussing them?
Oh, please do.
Fab.
Love you, Stephen.
Bye.
Bye.
Just a
We have our first guest, other than Harriet. Sorry, Harriet, if you're still listening, you do count as a guest, I promise. Martin Macedo.
Hello, guys.
Hello. How are you? Great to have you in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So
fine.
Tell us a bit about you. Obviously, some people might know you from Celebs Go Dating, but explain a bit about who you are, what you do, where you come from.
Basically, I'm Martin. I'm from Greenwich, not Essex, guys.
I know, right? Because you have a very strong accent, which to me sounds like Essex.
Yeah, I know. Everyone says that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 20. I'm a low offence and TV student at university. Okay. I was on Celebs Go Dating. I was on a couple of other shows as well. And yeah, I'm an upcoming TV personality.
Can you call yourself an upcoming? Can, who, do you just do that
weird.
Yourself?
Do you know what? Do you know what it is? My mates go, Martin, you're a TV personality. But I classify myself as upcoming because I'm not that out there. But okay. I have been on telly. I've been on the screen.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what else have you done other than Celebs Go Dating?
I've done a Million Dollar Baby with Letitia Grace. I've done that,
yes.
A little segment for her.
She's been on the show before. Lovely
she,
girl.
Has she? Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. Yeah, she's lovely. I've done some extras work for Made in Chelsea.
Okay.
For Tattoo Fixers.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So you really want to get out there and do that as your, like, prime career.
Yeah.
But you're still at university?
I am, yeah. And I'm a part-time talent booker as well.
Okay.
So I've got a job as well, yeah.
Okay, so you are a busy boy.
I am, yeah.
So what has been your favourite of all of those things that you've done?
I think Celebs Go Dating has really made it sort of there for me. Yeah,
okay.
Good experience.
What was it like? So people might remember you were the one that, like, screamed at Gemma Collins.
Yeah. And said, I want to lose my virginity to her as well. It was like,
and that.
Yeah.
Oh, what God. Was that? What was that like?
Basically, like, it went sort of very viral on Twitter and everything like that. People were saying, "Well, he looks very flamboyant. Are you sure he's not just doing this for fun? He looks very gay. This is a disgrace." A lot of people were saying a lot of things, but I didn't have to defend myself. There were people defending.
Right.
Me,
okay.
You know what I mean, like, yeah.
But what was it like when you actually met Gemma?
It was so inspiring. Like, that she's the queen of
Essex. Inspiring.
Yeah. When she walked down that stairs, oh my God, Stefan, you don't know. I started screaming and batting and jumping. Like, I didn't know she was going to be part of the show because we didn't get told nothing. We were there at the mixer, you know, who's going to come. Like, you know, we never knew. Like, we didn't know. Like, you know. I didn't know she was going to be in this
so
show.
What was she like?
She was lovely to me. She was lovely to me. People said she was a bit off with some people, but I felt like she was lovely to me and like she said it as it is to me. Yeah.
Okay. Because I have to say, I've met Gemma a few times. I'm not the biggest fan.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people do say that. You're not the only person.
But why do you think that is? Because she kind of is one of those people that's like, I don't know, what would you say, like love, hate or something?
Love, hate. Like, I think it's the GC persona that people don't like. If she's Gemma, then people like her. If she puts that, the old GC thing, you know, people don't like it. They tend to sort of go, mm-mm,
yeah.
Not for me.
I think that's probably the case with me. I've interviewed her a few times and she's just kind of rude. I find her kind of rude.
Yeah.
You didn't find that?
I didn't find that necessarily.
No?
I mean, when it was on TV and when I saw her, she was on the phone, that was quite a bit rude because, you know, when that my dear friend Lawrence stepped up for her, she couldn't really been surprised because she didn't really integrate with the other blokes in that mixer. So,
yeah.
You know, that was the only thing I saw that was a bit offy. But I just started laughing when I watched it. She's quite funny, do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah. And you did know? You get praise from the producers? And
I
were
did.
They
loved me. They were so lovely. Like, literally, they were really, really lovely. Like, they were amazing. Literally, yeah, they were amazing.
Oh, good. And you mentioned, what was the other show you mentioned? Oh, Made in Chelsea.
Oh, my God.
So
I that imagine. Is, when,
yeah, so we've had a couple of Made in Chelsea stars on here before. What kind of... Because I don't know what it's like for extras, because I know Made in Chelsea is a scripted reality show, isn't it? So
I mean,
explain a bit what that's like behind the scenes.
When it was good behind the scenes, but it's a bit more like, it's a bit more like, sort of like, not as like how it was in, obviously on Celebs Go Dating, where you have people chatting. It was a bit more sort of quiet.
Yeah,
you have,
controlled.
Like, producer, yeah, controlled. You had the producer speaking to the cast and stuff like that. But I did speak to, I don't know his name, but he's really good looking. He's got blue eyes and he's got blonde hair. He's one of the new cast.
Okay.
Yeah, he was not there. Sure. Sam Prince was there.
Okay.
Didn't get along with him quite on that day. I don't know what went on, but we just didn't get along.
Okay.
But now we do sort of, yeah. He likes my comments on Instagram. Now, I think it was, he didn't know who I was because his mate praised me saying, oh, I saw you because you was, he was, because one of his fellow friends was on my series, Sam Thompson.
Okay.
He was lovely.
Yeah.
I spoke to him as well.
I actually have a bit of a crush on Sam Thompson.
Yeah, he's lovely. He's so nice.
He's actually...
He really is nice.
I don't know what it is about him either. He's kind of a geek as well, right?
He is. And he gets everything all wrong with the girls. It's just like, oh my God, I'm screwed. He's always like, I just love him. Like, it's just funny.
So what's kind of the goal for you? What do you kind of want to achieve?
The goal for me, I think, is to be a TV presenter in the future and have my own show or radio station, okay. If that's the case.
Yeah.
And obviously, to do obviously hosting at different types of events, different types of celebrity events, getting invited to different types of celebrity events, because I love networking, I love, you know, meeting new people and stuff.
Have you
like
ever
that.
Done a red carpet before?
I've not done a red carpet, but I've gone to a few celebrity events, so yeah, I've met quite a lot of people. I met Jamie, no, what's his name again, flipping up? Oh, I forgot his name. And he played for Tottenham as well. He was on Celebrity Big Brother. The one that Kim Woodburn called a Ultra.
Oh, Jamie... Yeah. No, not Jamie Vardy.
No. I forgot his name. Yeah.
He went out with Danielle Lloyd.
He did.
Yes, I know the one you mean anyway. Him. So, but I think you would be quite a good red carpet interview, you know. So I think once you've got your degree... So what are you studying?
Love events and TV.
Okay. Mm. In Greenwich?
No, in Elephant and Castle. I go to the University of Arts,
okay,
UAL.
Okay. Mm. Well, I think once you've done that, you should try and get yourself on some red carpets and do some stuff for people.
Really good. Yeah.
So if that doesn't work out...
Yeah.
What kind of thing would you like to do instead? Do you have any idea, or are you dead set?
I'm dead set, but if not, then I'm going to do some work with the football industry for discrimination.
Okay.
Against, obviously, homosexualities and like discrimination with like types of genders, race and all that. I want to get into that if that doesn't work out. But Stephen, I'm very confident. I don't see why this ain't going to work out.
It's Stephen. It's Stephen, by the way.
Stephen, sorry! Stephen, when I get Stephen.
Well,
sorry.
It is a PH, so just so you know, Stephen. So, well, that's understandable. Do you like football then?
Is I that do. Like... I'm an ex-goalkeeper myself.
Okay.
I did play football before doing all of this TV reality stuff. Yeah, I was quite good. I did suffer quite a lot of discrimination, of course, being bisexual, and not just that, being very short as well.
Okay.
Having other goalies competing with me that were 6 foot, you know. And above.
Was that quite hard being a gay guy doing being in football?
Yeah, at times it was, because a lot of people, when I used to start, when people wouldn't take you seriously. Obviously, a goalkeeper's got to be vocal and all that. I'd be vocal, but like, people wouldn't take me seriously.
Yeah.
And like it would be quite difficult. I'm not going to lie, it would be quite difficult. But I did have people that did support me and that did say, Martin, go for it, strive for it and stuff like that.
Well, there's a lot of people trying to fight against prejudice in football at the minute,
exactly,
isn't there? But there's still no openly gay footballers.
There isn't. No.
Why do you think that is?
I think people are scared. It's about coming out and people are really, really scared. It's what the manager's going to think, the dressing room, it's all of the CEOs, all the big people in the club, do you know what I mean? You know, it's going to be, obviously, it's bad press for the person, bad press for the club. As well,
but so it could doesn't have to be right.
Fans as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, for example, I wouldn't. Someone like, you know, Messi coming out. Of course, he's married. And he's got
Messi
or Ronaldo coming out. It's going to be a big shock to a lot of fans. And you know, they're very light. So
do you think it's more likely that you'd get like someone who's up and coming, who would be able to come out and make it a bit easier?
I don't think so.
You don't think?
No, because that'd be even more difficult, because you wouldn't want to say nothing, because you're trying to strive to get on top where and play for all these Manchester Cities and Arsenals and all that in the Premier League. So I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's was it Fashanu? Justin Fashanu? He was like the openly gay footballer
who came out. The one that played for Norwich.
I think so, yeah. So he came out in the 90s, right?
And
he was like the first openly gay footballer to do that.
Very bad.
And then he committed suicide.
So he did, yeah.
So that's like, that's a big deal. I think that's definitely a battle that needs to be fought at the moment.
It needs to be fought. But when you think about that era, I mean, that's a while ago now. You know, a lot has changed, but not necessarily in football. But some people are sort of like, we don't mind. And some people are sort of like, no, we can't have people like that in a club or playing for us.
I think if you look more wider society, like you look at like how RuPaul's Drag Race is such a big deal these days, and actually loads of people are in, you know, the net is being cast wider, and I think maybe one day it will happen eventually.
Yeah,
it's just when, right? But it's good that you're trying to get involved in that kind of thing, and you've done that sort of thing. How did you get involved in football in the first place?
I've always liked football, really. It's just with me, like, people say, Martin, you're a good goalie, but I never took it seriously until when I grew up, until when I was at college, and then I sort of took it more seriously because I was doing a sports course.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what made me sort of go into that, you know.
That's quite different from trying to shag Gemma Collins on Let's Go Dating.
Do you know what I mean? From that to then that, you know, like,
yes.
Yeah, like, it's been, yeah, like, it's been wild. It's been really wild.
Well, I'm really impressed. I have to say, it looks like you're having a good time
definitely.
But make sure you finish your degree. I don't want to sound like a dad. I don't want
to
sound like a dad.
What the hell? Everyone's telling me that. Everyone's saying that to me. My parents are banging on about it as well. If I get on a good show, I'm leaving that shit. Do you know what I mean?
No, like, because honestly, the amount of people that leave that make money from doing that kind of thing are very few. So you have to be. You have to have a backup plan.
It's true, yeah, that's what my mates all bang on about. My parents bang on about.
I'm not banging
well.
On.
No, no,
this
but you
is
know.
The truth.
It is, no, it's true. It's true, though, yeah.
Well, Martin, where can we find you on social media if anyone wants to follow you?
Okay, so my Instagram is at Mr. Martin Macedo Official.
Okay.
And for my Twitter is Martin Official 12.
Official.
Official, yeah.
So 12. Official without the L.
Yeah, without the L, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, basically, long story, someone tried to hack into my other one when we had all the celebs like dating and stuff.
What a mess.
And then like, I just had to make a new one.
Well, I'm glad to hear
exactly,
you have.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on the show. It's great to speak to you. Let's have a bit of Sister Sledge Greatest Dancer.
Woo-hoo. Lovely. Woo!
I was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out of towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Adonis, and a face that would make any man proud. Greatest dancer.
Sean.
Right, go.
Javid. Who's that?
Javid. I think that's the way you pronounce
Javid.
So I did YouTube how to say his full name.
Sajid. Javid.
It's not the same person, is it?
No, we've had to use two different YouTube clips and put them together. Because you couldn't just YouTube.
Sajid.
Javid. You had to. Why is he saying it like that?
Every Tuesday, Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons. From 12 PM, FUBAR Radio.
Into town like you're slinging a gun. Just a small town dude with a big city attitude. Honey, are you looking for some trouble tonight? Well, alright. You think you're so bad, drive the women for a while. Shoot them all down with a flash on your pretty smile. Honey, but you're mad, you're mad.
Absolutely. Oh, it cuts out. Just like that. Boom. Done. Love a bit of Jesse James by, just like Jesse James by Cher. We have our second guest. Well, I'm going to, second, third, you know, whatever. Harriet will probably get upset. But Aisha Kamal, hello.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hello.
Absolutely gorgeous. But also,
thank
you just said very tired because you've been up all day.
Well, you know, a girl has to work. She
got
has to
hustle.
Pay the bills.
Got to hustle.
Got to work out hard, you know. First of all, can I just quickly say thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, my God, that's a pleasure. I'm really glad
so
you're here.
So amazing to be here.
So you are a blogger, lifestyle guru, would you say that?
Oh, that's about two things that I do. I work full time
on
the trading floor.
On top of that,
yes. But I am a fashion blogger. Actually, I'm a lifestyle blogger.
Okay, got
it. So basically, in a nutshell, I blog about my life. So I cover fashion, from going to the gym to interior designing at my home.
Fab.
I'm getting married to the amazing Simon Webb in 2 months.
Very handsome.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely.
How lucky
gorgeous.
Am I? Done well. Go on, girl. So I'm planning my wedding. There's just so much going on. It's so amazing. It's like the most amazing time of my life.
Oh, that's really nice to hear.
I've never been happier. It's just this lifestyle blogging that I'm doing is just bringing out all my life on this website. And I get to be me and talk and just show the world, actually, you sounds really cheesy, but hey, Simon Webb has made me cheesy.
I'm really shocked by that. Jeez.
Sorry, babe. But, you know, if you go onto my website, aishinofficial.com, without getting the violins out, it hasn't been the most, easy journey. Mm-hmm. So to be here talking about my life and everything I'm doing, it's almost like giving the girls out there, like, you know, something to look forward to, work towards, don't give up. I'm all about girl power. I'm all about feeling good, being positive, being happy. And I just want to help as many people through the world as I can through my blogging.
That's so nice.
Thank you. I'm a nice person.
Do you think sometimes people think, oh, you're with someone in a boy band, you're probably going to be a bit cold, or you know what I mean? Do you think sometimes people think that?
I'm so glad she actually asked that question, because before I met Simon, I actually was my own, you know, my own
person.
I had two legs and two arms.
Yeah. Actually amazing.
Yeah, you know, that thing that you do, human. I was in a girl band called Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Actually, how I'm... Sorry. I said Phoenix. Did I say... Oh, God. Phoenix Ladies. Sorry, girls. That's embarrassing. Awkward. And that's how I met Simon, through the music industry.
Got it.
He was with someone. I was with someone. Paths didn't... You know, it didn't happen at that time. So we both ended up going on a date after... many moons and years later. Mm-hmm. So we've got a nice little, again, all these stories I'm talking about, it's all on my website. So you can sit there with a cup of tea and just read my life.
Okay, got it.
So I was a singer before I met Simon. So we both have the singing industry behind us. I've always loved fashion through the singing. I've always enjoyed styling myself. I style Simon sometimes when he does gigs. Mm-hmm. It's fashion's just been in my life from day one.
Okay.
So to have the opportunity to have this website, to do the music, talk about the music and the fashion and just life, it's just so refreshing.
Yeah, I bet. I can imagine. What's your favourite aspect of it all?
Again, just so I can be myself, because I think going into the music industry, you've got a lot of pressure. I was young.
How old were you?
Oh, God, I started singing when I was like, 16, 17.
Really?
I'm now 38. So, you know, I've been singing a long time, but however, I have stopped singing and I've been doing fashion, blogging and fashion. Mm-hmm. I tried to do my own clothing line, but I didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would. So I quickly went into blogging. So I'm just trying so many different, like, new things in life.
Yeah,
and I think
you get
really stuck in your ways and you just end up not taking a risk. And that's where I am. I'm taking loads of risks right now.
Okay.
You know, I want to get into radio presenting as well.
My normal co-host Lizzie is on holiday at the minute, so.
Oh, Lizzie, I know her.
Of course, she's lovely lady.
She's
back next week, but next time she's on holiday, perhaps you can fill in for her.
I think I should, guys.
I think you probably could.
I really do think so too. Again, you can find me on, by the way, Instagram, Aishin K.
Go on.
Just saying, you've got to do the blog.
Got it,
okay.
But do you think, because... not to put too fine a point in it, 38 can be quite a difficult age.
Yeah.
Most people think you're in your lane, you've started doing your thing by then.
Mm-hmm.
You're obviously still looking around. Mm-hmm. That's what from what I'm gathering from what you're saying.
Yeah. Again,
is that that's quite unusual, isn't it?
I think, again, we're so... I know, because I've been through it all. I was that young girl that tried to be famous, tried to be a singer, tried to be a size 6. Thought being on TV was the answer. I did. I, you know, looks and everything, what you wore, what you look like, you make, everything was the pressure, don't eat carbs, you know. And it's like, do you know what? I've done it all and I'm glad I have, but I'm here to tell a story. It's not the answer. I'm now at this age in a completely different journey. You know, I'm getting married, which for me, I say this in my blog again, sorry, I keep going back to my website, quite only right. because all this is on there.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
You know, when you find happiness, it's good to talk about happiness. Mm-hmm. You know, I think this world is just so, for me, I don't even read the newspaper. I don't even watch the news. I really don't. I just think, why not be positive? And why not talk about the good stuff? Because I've been through all the bad, actually. Mm-hmm. So I'm allowed to be a bit positive. And that's what I'm trying to do. Again, I'm just trying to get married and I want to start having kids. And my blogging might turn into what the latest nappy is.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
what's the latest baby wipes? And, yeah, yeah. You know, the blogging world for me is just a massive... There's no limits. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely no limits at what age. So I'm very excited.
Well, I can imagine. And obviously, so Simon... The very handsome. I really can't express my feelings towards Simon enough.
Oi, hands off.
I think I was going to go for one of the blue boys. It'd have to be Duncan, wouldn't it?
Of course.
So he proposed to you last year.
He did.
And so you're well in wedding planning mode now.
Yeah.
Is the date coming up?
It's August 11th.
Oh, so it literally is round the corner. Okay, right. Okay, got it.
It's in 2 months.
Okay.
Not that I'm counting.
Everything's done?
Honestly, Simon and I, I'm the most, apparently most, sorry, I just had to stop at something there. I can't repeat what I just saw. That was my nail broke. We are in full swing. Simon goes on tour with Steps, the blues supporting Steps.
Yes.
And Simon's so busy with all his... He's doing this amazing thing, My Music Web, so follow that, guys, as well. He's trying to help all these amazing sort of young kids up and coming to help with university fees. So, again, it's all on my website to go over there. But he's just so busy with life and with me, with my life. Honestly, it's no excuse because it's a wedding and it needs to be done.
To be,
we have 250 one. People turning up, you know, on the 11th of August. Eek. But we're meeting the wedding planner in 2 weeks and we're just going to go through the big stuff.
Okay,
like, you
got
know,
it.
Flowers and, you know, those things that you need.
Yes, you haven't got long, to be fair.
I
what
know.
Is that? Two and a half months?
I'm starting to have little mini anxiety attacks now.
Okay.
But I'm quite calm.
Well, the worst that can happen is that it won't be exactly what you expected, right?
I mean, that's the worst thing that can happen, right? I mean, you know, for me, I'm going to mention this word cheese all the time. Simon, he's just, I wasn't like this person before. But I find a lot of people get really stressed when they're organising a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, you can't be that happy. Because for me, I'm just like, I'm marrying my best friend.
Is that how it feels?
It just feels like so amazing, so natural, and so amazing that I just think all the other stuff is quite secondary.
Yeah, yeah, it's fair
and
enough.
As long as he turns
that.
Up and says yes, you know, I don't really care what's in the room, if I'm quite honest.
Will the other blue boys be there?
They will.
Okay,
of course.
That's good. They're all doing their own things now, though, right? Like, Lee, well, actually, hasn't he just finished
Lee
doing EastEnders?
Was in EastEnders, yeah, Duncan and Hollyoaks.
Yeah, like.
And he does a lot. He's got his own show at the moment as well.
Yeah.
That he's working on.
Do you know the guys? Have you met them?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Actually, funny enough, Lee was in my last video done with the girls.
Oh, really?
Red Light. He was the main guy, and I was pushing him and grabbing him. And all of a sudden, I'm marrying his best friend. I mean, you couldn't make this up. It's just such a weird little life.
But do you think, I mean, there's a lot of. You know, you get a lot of reports. I kind of put footballers and boy band stars in a category together.
Mm-hmm.
Bad boys. Simon's not like that.
I'm not just saying this because I'm marrying him in 2 months. But he is like the nicest, genuine, like down-to-earth person you'll ever meet. I mean, I forget who he is sometimes. And he tells me off. He's like, you do know who you're with, you know. And I'm like, I know, but I just, you know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know.
Slap him into shape. We don't want that. Good Lord.
Only because he was trying to get my attention for, like, I'd say a good, like, 10, 11 years. I was with somebody else. So I think for
that's
him,
a long
he's
time.
Like,
he obviously was really going for it.
Yeah, he saw me playing at Soccer 6 in my tomboy outfit because I like football.
Cute.
I'm quite a lad.
Cute.
You know.
Yeah.
And he said, that's what I liked about you, that you didn't really like the celebrity hype and you just stood out. And I was like, ooh, okay. And that is true,
you can deal
to
with
be
that.
Fair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just... when the date and the rest is history.
And then are you thinking, you mentioned maybe start a family?
Absolutely. Don't want to swear, but absolutely.
You can swear on this show.
Absolutely.
You want to be a mum?
Absolutely. My background's Turkish, Turkish Cypriot. And I mean, my parents met when they were 17 and they had me when they were 21. I mean, this is old. You know, I'm like...
That's a different time, though, wasn't it?
It is,
it?
But
I mean?
It's like, you know, Aishan, like, you need... It's unheard of to be Turkish and not have a family at my age. If I'm honest, it really is.
Do you feel like a panic or like a...
Absolutely not. I still
no.
feel like I'm 20. I forget my... Me and Simon, we forget our age. We
to
do need
fair,
to grow
you
up.
Look incredible.
Thank
I would, you.
You
know what I mean? I wouldn't say...
I work out. I actually do, like twice a week, three times a week.
Babes.
Whatever I can squeeze in, I love the gym.
Really?
The gym's amazing.
I'm trying to get into it recently and I have actually started a good body pump class.
Body pump's good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Well, I enjoy it.
Really
good.
Which
is good. The first time I've ever gone to something that I actually enjoy.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
What about you? What do you do? Just a full circuit? Like
I I prefer weights over cardio for sure.
Okay.
I just think everyone should work out. Then you can eat what you want. I mean, you know, life's pretty easy, straightforward then, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, because, you know, not everyone enjoys it, though, right? That's the point.
Like, I love it. I genuinely, if I don't go to the gym, I was meant to go tonight. And, you know, I've rescheduled
still
to tomorrow.
Off this.
I'm going to meet Simon for dinner after. I'm quite excited.
Get someone nice.
I don't know. He just said, finish your interview.
Oh, cute.
Meet me. Yeah, cute. Well, he goes on tour from Saturday, so.
Yeah, so he's going on tour with Steph, because I'm actually, I think I might be going to Kew Gardens or something.
Oh, so am I. So I'll see you there.
Oh, I'll see you there, then,
babes. That'll be fun.
I'm quite a big pop fan.
Are you?
So, yeah.
We can hang out.
Actually, maybe we should get a bit of blue on to close the show.
Do you know what? Story of my, I think I'm going to have this the day I die, really.
What's your favourite blue song?
Oh God, good question. I like all the, you know, the old classics like All Rise and One Love.
Yes.
However, when Simon first sang me a song, it was called Special off the Rilla album. But I don't know if you guys...
I don't know if we do.
But it's quite a nice little, it's our little thing.
Okay, does he sing to you? Do you sing to him?
We sing to each other. The house is one big choir. We just start crying like...
Your neighbours must absolutely detest
they
you.
They really do, I'm sure. No one talks to us on the block.
But you have a day job, right? So you're like,
I do.
So is that, does that kind of, do you think long term you want to not stop doing that so you can focus more on the blogging stuff?
Honestly, I mean, my honest opinion, I don't want to sit here and lie. That's not what I'm about. I like to write real life stories. That's what, again, what blogging's about. But yes, I mean, I didn't wake up and say I want to work in an investment bank. However, for me,
good money though.
It's good money. I can't seem to leave. I've been trying to leave for the last 5 years. I'm just trying to juggle life at the moment. And, you know, again, I just try to encourage people that you should always try and have your dreams on the side. Like when I was in a girl group, I worked full time. I used all my holidays for interviews, gigs, you know, everything. So it's really important to earn your own money.
Yeah,
don't ever rely
definitely.
On anyone else. So that's where I am. I'm earning my own money. I mean, yes, I'm with Simon, but he knows who he's with. And on the side, I'm doing all these things that I love and enjoy. And yes, you know, do I want to be a presenter? I mean, I love presenting. I'd love to present a show or, like I said, a radio show or just bring up my personality a bit more and for people to get to know what I'm about and my life. So do I want to leave what I'm doing? I mean, down the line, probably, because it isn't a dream.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has a dream, right?
Yeah, of course.
But they've been really good to me and supported me throughout my whole journey. So loyalty and money, I'm still there.
Boom! Winning. Well, Aishan, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Remind us of your websites again.
So my website is aishanofficial.com.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is aishanofficial. So easy so far.
Got it.
And Instagram, Aishan, A-Y-S-H-E-N-K.
Got it.
However, when I get married, I need some ideas, guys. Do I change it to Aishan Webb? Just saying.
Yeah, you should.
It needs to be done, doesn't
it's
it,
It's actually
right?
quite a nice name, Aishan Webb.
I'm so excited like to be a Webby. I really am.
Webber. No, well, I hope it all goes well.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully we'll get you in back after you, maybe you've had
Please.
The wedding.
Yes.
We'll speak to you later on in the year and we can see what's gone on.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, it'd be great to speak to you.
Thank you so
much for coming in. It's been really
Thank
nice you. Having you.
Amazing.
We're going to play a bit of All Rise now.
Whoop, whoop. All Rise. Did I just sing that? Oh,
you
God.
Did, Dave.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Believe what I say, what I will tell, happened just the other day. I must confess, 'cause I've had about enough. I need your help, gotta make this here thing stop.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things we used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you now, objection overruled. Here we go, oh baby.
The wall, nowhere to run, and nobody you can call. Oh no, I just can't wait. Now the case
is open wide. You'll try to pray, but the jury will decide.
Baby, I swear I'll tell the truth about all the things you used to do. And if you thought you had me fooled, I'm telling you, objection overruled. Oh, baby.
One for the money and the free rise. It's two for the lie that you deny.
Alright.
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 Three for the calls you've been making. It's four on the times you've been faking. Alright.
Alright.
Tell it to your eyes.
So step back, cause you don't know this cat. I know deep down that you don't want me to react. I lay low, leaving all my options open. The decision of the jury has not been spoken. Step in my house, you find that your stuff is gone. But in reality, to whom does the stuff belong? I bring you into court to push my order. And you know that you overstepped the border.
One for the money and the free rise. It's two for the lie that you deny. All rise.
Well, there we go. A bit of Blue with All Rise. Gorgeous. This will be the last week that I present without Lizzie. She should be back next week, providing there's no, last minute changes in her schedule. So thanks all for listening. And I'm going to play out with a bit of Cranberries because I love them. Bye.